In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Earlier this week, we were studying the book of Acts chapter 12 at the men's meeting. And the story of Herod really stuck out. In the story, we're told he entered an area called Tyre and Sidon. And as he was there, the people, he was dressed in his royal apparel. And the people began to call out the voice of a god. And we're told because he didn't immediately give praise to God, he was struck and fell dead. And then I came across another story just in the last few days about a person who was being introduced to speak at a church. This person had preached the gospel all over, but specifically in the Far East. And the person who was introducing him gave a very warm presentation, glowing terms about the person. And then he said, you presented him as our illustrious guest. The person, as he stood up, took a moment, and he said, my dear friends, I come to you as a little servant of an illustrious master. These two stories, they are so conflicting with one another, so different from one another. On the one, the Herod was very much prepared to receive the glowing praise of men. And the other, this person, refused and pointed all glory back to our Lord. And the question that we want to really think about this morning is why? Why? The message this morning really hinges on the very first verse that we read. It says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. You've hidden them from the wise and the prudent and you've revealed them to babes. So what are these things that are hidden from the wise and the prudent and revealed to babes? These things, St. Hilary of Poitiers, a late 4th century church father from northern France, modern day northern France, said the hidden things, these things are the hidden things of heavenly words and their power. These things are the hidden things of heavenly words and their power. The disciples were instructed to go out and to preach that men should repent. And they were instructed to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And these things were hidden for a very specific reason. The call to repentance was not something that was hidden from their hearing, but was hidden from their heart. The fact that the kingdom of heaven was near was not hidden from their, like he was right in front of them, but it was hidden from their ability to be aware of just how close the kingdom of heaven was. The question is why? Why was that? Why was that? Three reasons I want to look at this morning with you. They were hidden, number one, because of pride. Because of pride. Some had humility, were obedient, and repented. Others, the proud, did not and refused to do so. St. Augustine tells us that the wise and understanding are to be taken as the proud. And who are the babes but the humble? St. John Chrysostom says, when Christ says the wise, he does not speak of true wisdom, but that of which the scribes and Pharisees seem to have by their speech. He did not say, and has revealed them to the foolish by their speech. He did not say, and has revealed them to the foolish, but to babes, that is to the simple, teaching us in all things to keep ourselves from pride and to seek humility. Now, Christ mentions a few towns, Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, and how they did not repent. They were proud. And the question is why, what was one of the reasons that they were proud? All three of those cities were wealthy cities. They were comfortable. They had a sense of self-sufficiency. They didn't need anything from anyone, or so they thought. In their own wisdom and understanding, they said, I have no need for the Christ. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And Isaiah 5, verse 21 says, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. The second reason they were hidden was because of malice. Malice. Malice is a desire and intention to do evil. Now, this is different than one who is faithfully walking with Christ, seeking the will of God, and they stumble. No, the one who has malice, they have a desire and an intention. They are planfully pursuing to do sin. St. Hilary of Poitiers, that same church father from France, he says, these things are hid from the wise and revealed to the babes, babes in malice, not in understanding. They did not, the babes did not desire sin. They sought after a life of purity, a life of holiness. Romans chapter 1, verse 22 and 23 tells us that there were some that their hearts were turned away from God because professing to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And we're told in the rest of Romans chapter 1 about all sorts of sins. The sorts of things that we see all around us today. And they did this because they had a desire to sin. And third, these things were hidden not just because of pride and malice, but because of self-righteousness. They set themselves as their own standard. They were the standard, not God. Romans chapter 10, verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Now, if we know anything about the Pharisees, the Jews, the scribes, they weren't ignorant of the righteousness of God. But when it says they were ignorant, in other words, they made themselves ignorant of the righteousness of God. They wanted to turn away because they wanted to set themselves as the standard. After all, who was better than themselves? If we approach God and life with pride, with malice, with self-righteousness, then we can be assured that a heart of repentance and the presence of the kingdom of God in our midst will be hidden from us. And this is what Christ is telling us. He rejoiced and says, thank you that you have hidden these things from the proud, from the wise and the understanding. Those who see themselves as having all the answers. But those who are babes are those who are prepared to humble themselves. God hides from the self-sufficient and the wise. But he reveals to the most helpless and the unaccomplished. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. The babes are those who acknowledge their dependence upon God to provide for their salvation. They are willing to submit to God's will no matter the cost. This morning, I want to encourage that we humble ourselves before God. We stand before Him, confessing our absolute need for Him and dependence upon Him, asking Him to reveal to us His presence in our midst. The kingdom of heaven is truly in our midst. And those are not just words that I'm speaking. That is the reality. We stand this morning desiring to experience that. But our part is that we must humble ourselves first and foremost before God. Let's begin with humility before Him, which I believe if we humble ourselves before Him, that will give birth to a desire to do the will of God and an understanding and acknowledgement that God's righteousness is truly the standard that we should be pursuing. That when Christ says, be perfect as I am perfect, that we acknowledge, that we confess that only by the grace of God can He grow us into that image that He has revealed to us of God. And hence, my friends, humility truly is the mother of all of these virtues. It begins with us humbling ourselves before God. I could preach sermons and we could read books about humility, but it's not about just understanding it here. It's about orienting ourselves within our hearts in a place where we submit and surrender and throw ourselves before Him, trusting Him, submitting to His perfect and good will and His presence amongst us. All glory be to His name forever. Amen.